Welcome to Classical Conversations on Homeschooling, cultivating a love of learning through a Christian worldview. Here is Classical Conversations homeschooling advocate, Lee Bortons.
As we listen to stories from history, our one son is helping his younger brother finish his helicopter model as Susan Wise Bowers, The Story of the World, discusses virtue among the Greeks. I use this moment to point out that William is demonstrating the same virtues of kindness that we are listening to. Then, as the story of Cyprus's birth was told, we discuss how Cyprus's infancy was similar to the story of Snow White. We don't study history in depth chronologically. Instead, when our sons were about 7 years old, we memorized a history timeline along with the names of the American presidents in chronological order. We've also done the hard work of memorizing hundreds of geographical locations and features. So now as they get older, no matter what story we're listening to or period of time we're studying, we have a peg, a place to insert the story. By memorizing almost 200 points in a timeline, the rest of our history and literature studies are so much easier. We can learn any idea from history and determine if it was before or after a major point as we build a really robust understanding of history. And notice we memorized when they were little. Young children like to memorize stories, songs, jump rope chants, and nursery rhymes because God designed them to build a very large vocabulary. As homeschoolers, we just make sure to use this natural phenomenon to smuggle in some academics. There are so many beautiful ideas to hide in our hearts. I just want to read, read, read with our boys. Memorizing a timeline has made it possible to organize all the stories we read into a comprehensive view of history.
You've been listening to Classical Conversations on Homeschooling with Lee Bortons. The classical education model has produced some of the greatest minds in human history. How can you apply this model to your homeschool? To learn more about classical Christian community, visit classicalconversations.com.